is Tennessee Talks with United States Congressman Tim Burchett.
Hey, everybody, I'm Congressman Tim Burchett, and I want to welcome everybody back to another episode of Tennessee Talks. Today, I want to talk about what's happening in Washington, or I guess I should say what is not happening in Washington. We left early, as we always do, right before a big break. The month of August, it's called the August break or recess, I'm not sure. And everybody says, well, you're going to, you get a month of vacation, which is not accurate for me. I can't speak for my colleagues. We work harder, I think, in the district than I do sometimes when I'm up here, and we keep a pretty big schedule up here. I wasn't real happy about us leaving. And, you know, I said this before when we'd passed the CR, we always leave town after passing it and then, you know, and then deal with the consequences when we get back. And a CR, of course, is a continued resolution. And what that is just a continuation of spending that we spent in the past. It keeps us from having to pass a budget. And I'll tell you why we do that. But first, with the CR, you combine everything in there and then just pass it out. And it's if we were to actually pass a real budget, we would have to justify all the crazy spending packages and things. And, you know, that's when you find out, you do a little research on some of this stuff for funding organizations and projects and things that actually no longer exist anymore. So it was, you know, there's a lot of frustration in that for me. And it also continues the bad spending practices that Speaker Pelosi and others have put in place in the past. And it's just it's a joke. We're constitutionally required to pass constitutionally required to pass a budget, and then we never have done it. I think over 30 years now is what we're approaching on passing a budget. You know, your schools, your churches, your local governments, your state governments, your businesses, everybody has a budget. Your families should have a budget, and that just keeps you from spending money you don't have. Well, we have an incredible luxury in the fact that we spend money that we don't have, and we just print more to cover it, and it dilutes the value of what you have. Of course, I'm not happy about it. I always try to get us to stay in Washington to handle business, and it just never seems to happen, but we'll keep fighting. Hopefully, we'll get enough people up here one day that agree with some common sense proposals. As we all know, Trump's assassination attempt occurred, and I asked Chairman Comer that if we could just come in Monday and skip the whole convention, you know, or we could do our business in a couple of days and then go to the convention if we wanted to. I thought that would have been a good idea. And everybody said, well, they can't get their information together. And of course, as we know now, they have so much information on this kid and what went down. And to me, it would have given the Secret Service and others less time to come up with lies, and the FBI and everybody else that just keeps contradicting every time they say something. They said the kid didn't have an internet. He didn't have any internet presence. Well, it turns out now he's, you know, three overseas accounts, different things. Why was he allowed to be on that building? Why was he there? Why when now we know literally almost a half hour, I think, beforehand, or more than that, actually, they'd spotted him over an hour before, but he had a rangefinder of all things. The only thing he used a rangefinder for is hitting a golf ball and shooting a rifle, and there wasn't a golf course anywhere around. So, and I'm afraid the only person that can really answer all those questions got his head blown off on top of that building. Of course, I asked Chairman Comer if we could do that, but it didn't work out that way. We took it up the next week, and y'all saw the results of that. Miss Cheadle has since resigned, which she should have been fired, so she couldn't resign. You know, we owe a lot in these work days we owe to the American public. I sleep on my couch in my office at night, and I don't mess with all the per diem nonsense that they've got now. It's a new rule, and it's just some difficulty there, so I'm saving the taxpayers a little money there. But during the August recess, we'll be back in our district doing things. I've been speaking at events and traveling around in and around the state. I've got several meetings outside of the district, which I try to limit those because, especially during campaign season, you know, these folks up here in Washington, I just feel like they're almost allergic to work, and everybody back home has to endure it, and we should too. So we should do our business and then come home. Instead, we've kind of got it backwards. And I think the only way we're going to fix that, folks, is just elect more America First Republicans. We've got a lot of, as you know, we have the majority, but we're really not able to do a lot with that because from one vote to the next, the speaker doesn't know if he'll have a majority. And then when we put things forward that I feel like aren't our values that we've said we're going to run on the Republican Party, and that, you know, we're chastised for that. So we've got to get our values back in place up here. And the only way we're going to do that is elect more people that think like we do. Now we've got the elections are coming up, and I would hope that people would hold these folks accountable, hold the veteran legislators as well as the ones that are running for the incumbents as well as the ones that are currently running, because right now you've got some folks, I'm afraid, if we're not careful, we'll be what the Democrats were just a few years ago. And we'll call ourselves conservatives, and y'all know that just isn't the case. We just passed the $35 trillion mark, if you can believe that, $35 trillion. Every 100 days, we add another dadgum $1 trillion to our debt. And it's because of irresponsible spending and management of our money. And we just, every time we give one of these foreign aid packages, every dollar of that is borrowed. And again, we are just limiting your ability to earn a living and to save anything. I read a report just recently on how much that we're spending out. Some people are over $1,000 a month now, out of pocket, more than they were than when Trump was in the White House. So we've got a lot of work to do. There's a lot of things that are hinging on this next election, and I hope you all please remember that. Please get out and vote. Last time, 20 million so-called evangelical Christians decided to stay home, and that's why Joe Biden's in the White House. And we're in really sad shape because of it, because if you know anything about what's been going on, the worst-kept secret up here was that he was in charge, and he's not. He's not even in charge of his own mental faculties right now. And yet he's bringing up new things on the Supreme Court, what he wants to do, and it's going to be a disaster for our country. So we need to really be paying attention right now, especially in the stretch. So that's the conclusion of it, folks. I appreciate you all allowing me to come into your homes for just a little bit. And I want to thank you all for joining me for another episode of Tennessee Talks. And make sure to follow me on Rumble, YouTube, and everywhere else you can get your podcast. As always, thank you all for sending me here.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Tennessee Talks. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Keep up with Congressman Burchett by following Rep. Tim Burchett on Twitter and Instagram, and Congressman Tim Burchett on Facebook and YouTube.